A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about, like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Adam Carter on the WCCO Morning News on this chilly Monday morning. Happy to be with you all week long here on the Morning News, getting up early with you. Happy to do it. And thankfully, you know, being in COVID quarantine over the last week or so, there's plenty to watch on TV, even when the Vikings look awful. And some, right, Matt? Matt Rausch is with us, TV insider. Something caught my eye, Matt. Another one of these live before a live studio audience sitcoms, where it's kind of a double one, right? It's Different Strokes and Facts of Life.
They started this a couple of years ago with recreations of classic episodes of shows like All in the Family, where you take stars from today and you have them inhabit roles that were, you know, indelibly portrayed by stars of the past. And most of these are from the Norman Lear camp, so it's like Norman Lear and Jimmy Kimmel and a few others are involved in these recreations. But this one has a bit of a twist. What they're doing, The Facts of Life and A Different Strokes, these are two family comedies which had a lot of child actors in them, and the child roles are now being played by adults. So with Different Strokes, which has John Lithgow playing Conrad Bain's part of Mr. Drummond, you've got Arnold, the role that made Gary Coleman famous. Arnold is going to be played by Kevin Hart, of all people. And Willis is Damon Wayans. So what you talk about, Willis? Well, it's Damon Wayans playing the part. And then over on The Facts of Life, which was about these four girls in private school, those young girls are now being played by adults. Jennifer Aniston is taking on the role of Blair. That's pretty epic right there. And yep. Catherine Hahn, one of my favorite scene stealers, is Joe. Gabrielle Union is taking on the part of Cootootie, which made Kim Fields famous. And Alison Tolman is Natalie. And the twist also on that is that Mrs. Garrett, the house mother, who was played for so many years by Charlotte Ray, that role is now going to a woman by the name of Ann Dowd, who, if you have ever seen that Handmaid's Tale, she just scorches the screen as the hideous Aunt Lydia. So having this very serious actress playing Mrs. Garrett as Charlotte Ray, I imagine she can really ham it up too. So this is either going to be brilliant or it's going to be a train wreck. I'm not exactly sure, but having these adult actors playing these kids' parts to sort of comment, I guess, on the shows of the past, it's definitely a twist on the sitcoms that a certain generation in the 80s in particular grew up watching.
You know, they've proven to be quite successful because everybody talks about it on social media. That's kind of a big win nowadays on any of these TV shows. If there's buzz on social media, whether it's for how good it is or how bad it is.
You know, it's a stunt. So in that regards, you know, network TV kind of needs them because there's a sense that they're being left in the dust thanks to streaming and everything. So every once in a while, network TV can do something that gets us actually talking about them again.
Yeah, for sure. You mentioned Catherine Hahn. You're right. She is so good, and I can't wait to see her. And then, I was surprised. I was kind of waiting to see who was going to play Mrs. Garrett. And I can't believe it's that woman you were talking about. I forget her name already.
Yeah, Ann Dowd. She's awesome. Yeah, and she's she can do comedy as well. Any good actor can do comedy as well as drama, but she's basically known for drama. And if you've ever seen her on The Handmaid's Tale, she's just absolutely terrifying.
Sex and the City fans very excited for the sequel, the streaming sequel, and Just Like That.
Yeah, starting Thursday, HBO Max, which is the extension of HBO. Everybody who has HBO has HBO Max. They just have to stream it. This new series is going to premiere, and just like that, Carrie Bradshaw is now in her 50s. So that's going to catch up with that crew, most of the crew anyway, Carrie and Charlotte and Miranda. But unfortunately, Kim Cattrall as Samantha, there was some kind of falling out, or for some reason or other, she's not part of the gang anymore, which is sort of a shame because Samantha was pretty much the comic engine of the show and certainly the sexiest beast of the four of them. Yeah. So I don't know how they're going to exactly deal with her not being part of the group anymore. But fans of Sex and the City have been very loyal to these characters, to watch them navigate New York City, the ups and downs of their lives. And they're a little bit more settled, I guess, now. One thing I will say is that I haven't yet seen episodes of this, which is rare for them not to send these episodes out in advance. Given how brutal the reviews were for the second Sex and the City big screen movie, maybe they're a little gun-shy. But nonetheless, the audience is there for them, and Sex and the City was a huge, huge transformative show for HBO. So in that regards, having them back for a new series, that's kind of a big deal for them.
Matt, always love the time. Where can we find your work?
TV Guide Magazine and TVInsider.com.
Very good. Matt Rausch, TV Insider, joins us every Monday morning here on News Talk 830 WCCO. 7:56, traffic, weather, CBS News, and a local report from Radio's Al Schock on the way.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.